Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, a new way to make sure your kids are safe in the pool. A lawsuit says there's no ginger in ginger ale. And The Rock thanks his stunt double with the sweetest surprise. If you're worried about all the recent food recalls in the news, you're not alone. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says foodborne diseases cause 9.4 million illnesses every year. And they recently released a report outlining which foods are the worst offenders. Among the outbreaks that could be traced back to a single food, fish, dairy, and chicken were the most common. But when it came to categories of food that caused the most outbreak-related illnesses, chicken, pork, and seeded vegetables topped the list. The most common foodborne disease was norovirus, followed by salmonella, listeria, and the Shiga toxin-producing bacteria STEC. And 61% of outbreaks were traced back to sit-down restaurants. Lead author Daniel Dewey Mattia said preparing foods at home allows you to have more control over what you eat. And he recommends following these simple food safety practices to lower your risk of contracting a foodborne disease. One, wash your hands before you cook. Two, cook foods to safe internal temperatures. And three, separate raw meats and poultry from fruits and veggies. If you follow these precautions, you should be all set for happy eating. A $100 million lawsuit has been filed on behalf of an Indiana family that lost 9 people in the tragic Missouri duck boat accident. It's the first of many anticipated lawsuits. Attorneys call the tourist boats death traps and say their goal is to get them banned and put them out of business. And Stephen Colbert spoke out about his network boss, Les Moonves, addressing the recent sexual assault claims against him.
And make no mistake, Les Moonves is my guy, and I like working for him. But accountability is meaningless unless it's for everybody, whether it's the leader of a network or the leader of the free world.
And The Rock surprised his cousin and longtime stunt double with a gift to thank him for all the injuries he suffered through the years on his behalf.
Enjoy your new truck.
No, no, man. What?
Wow, something about seeing a guy that big get emotional. So sweet. Let's go to the New York Stock Exchange now for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. Nicole, one woman has filed an unusual lawsuit.
That's right, Kristen. A New York mom is suing Dr. Pepper Snapple Group, the parent company of Canada Dry, because she says the drink is a sham. The lawsuit says the ginger ale is made of chemicals and not ginger. Similar claims have been filed in Missouri, Massachusetts, and California. Dunkin' Donuts is out with 5 new menu items for just $2 each. We're talking donut fries, chicken tenders, pretzel bites, and ham and cheese roll-ups. And a new fudge brownie, Dunkin's first gluten-free snack. Harley-Davidson wants to win over the young customers to increase sales. So it's going to add smaller, more versatile motorcycles to its lineup.
Okay, what's Harley-Davidson's goal?
Well, it wants to add up to 100 new and updated models to help attract 2 million U.S. riders over the next 10 years. It also plans to add new products in emerging markets such as China and India.
Good to know. Thanks, Nicole. Bodie and Morgan Miller are opening up about the tragic loss of their 19-month-old daughter. Emmy died in a drowning accident in June. Morgan and the kids were at a neighbor's house, and the kids were playing outside. She noticed things were too quiet and then realized Emmy wasn't around.
I turned around, and the door that leads to the backyard that was closed had this tiny sliver of light coming through the side. And my heart sank, and I opened the door, and she was floating in the pool.
Bodie had taken his daughter to a softball game and wasn't home, but heard everything unfold over the phone. Both Bodie and Morgan say they are talking about this tragedy to help prevent other parents from going through the same loss. Drowning is the leading cause of unintentional death in children 1 to 4 years old. And a Phoenix father is trying to prevent more tragedies like this one. Lee Cambar designed a drone that floats on the water and features 2 cameras, one underwater and one above water. They can each rotate 360 degrees and you can watch live video from an app on your phone. You can also set an alarm to warn you if anyone is in the pool or call 911 right from the app if there's ever an emergency. The drones are expected to go on sale by the end of the year, and Cambar hopes it'll give peace of mind to pool owners and keep everyone safe around the water. Our friend Headcrack over at Dish Nation dishes up the hottest celebrity news. So, Headcrack, I hear one major celeb is planning to write a book.
That's right, Kristen. Will Smith's pulling out his pen. He announced that he's teaming up with Mark Manson to write a motivational book, which will also serve as a memoir about his life. Now, I wonder if he's going to call it Tales from the Wild Wild Smith or something else fly like that. Moving on, imagine paying $20,000 in child support per month, then being asked for four times more. That happened to Britney Spears. Her ex-husband is stating that he only makes $36,000 per year, and Britney's $20,000 a month is not enough for him to take care of their children. He is really trying to hit up Britney's pockets one more time. And finally, while most couples might buy matching outfits, Cardi B and Offset showed off their his and hers Lamborghinis. Will they be riding these in a motorsport? Hope so. I wonder if it's a buy one, get one free kind of deal. Groupon Lambo, anybody? On that note, I'm riding out. That's this week's Dish. Until next time, Kristen, we'll holler at you later.
You know, I got a his and hers coffee mugs once, but Lambos are pretty cool, too. Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. Well, it's becoming easier than ever to land a new job. Since 2012, the amount of entry-level positions requiring 3+ years of experience has fallen from 29 to 23%. That drop represents about 1.2 million jobs. Another million new jobs last year, like e-commerce analysts and preschool teachers, went even further with no experience required. One staffing agency estimates a quarter of employers have rolled back hiring practices this year, be that drug tests, background checks, or education preferences. In fact, job listings seeking a college grad have dropped to 30%. This is especially true in developing fields like tech, where workers may be self-taught or colleges can't produce talent quickly enough. After the recession, many companies implemented new requirements to weed out the high number of unemployed looking for work. But now, with more job openings than people to fill them, employers hope to appeal to applicants who could easily look elsewhere for companies willing to hire them, regardless of experience. Several companies are building what could be the license plates of the future. This year, the city of Sacramento, California, got 24 Chevy Bolts equipped with digital plates from Reviver Auto. The plate uses technology similar to a Kindle or Nook. They receive cell signal and work with GPS. Reviver says those features could help cut down on theft. They could also let drivers pay tolls automatically and update their registration without mail or stickers. Reviver's R plate costs $699. Along with a yearly fee to cover cell service. But that price could drop if advertisers come on board. Since the electronic plates can display anything, they could work as a digital billboard while cars are parked. Some privacy groups are concerned about plates collecting information on drivers. The companies building them hope drivers will opt for convenience. When KJ Miller and Amanda Johnson were at Harvard Business School, they learned a very important lesson. All good businesses solve a problem. And after the friends graduated in 2014, they realized that they both kept running into the same problem in their own lives. They couldn't find nude lipsticks that looked good on them. It's a common issue for women of color. Many of the major makeup brands don't offer shades dark enough to look natural on darker skin. So the two women started their own makeup line called Mented, which stands for pigmented. Their products cater specifically to women with pigmented skin, and it seems to be a big hit. Since the company launched in early 2017, Miller & Johnson became only the 15th and 16th African-American women to raise more than $1 million in venture capital. So it looks like these ladies put their business school education to good use and offered a stylish solution to a problem many women of color face every day. Now to a story straight out of the Pablo Escobar series, Narcos. According to Colombian police, the Urabeños cartel, Colombia's most powerful criminal organization, has put a $70,000 bounty on the head of one law enforcement officer who's been causing them trouble. Meet Sombra, or Shadow in English. Over the past 3 years, the courageous drug-sniffing German Shepherd has assisted in the arrests of some 245 gang members and the seizure of more than 9 tons of their cocaine stash. According to one police spokesperson, the fact they want to hurt Sombra and offer such a high reward for her capture or death shows the impact she's had on their profits. Out of fear for her safety, Sombra, who's 2 years from retirement and a favorite among local children, has been reassigned, patrolling an airport outside of the gang's territory. Still, police aren't taking any chances. Besides her regular handler, Sombra now has additional police escorts wherever she goes, just in case. Well, busy parents everywhere are searching for quick and easy meals, especially in the summer, let me tell you. Chef Paul McCullough says tacos are the way to go. Welcome back, Chef Paul.
Thank you. Tacos are the way to go.
I love tacos. At my house, my son always wants to pretend every day is Taco Tuesday. Every day.
Well, Americans ate 450 billion tacos last year.
Wow.
And it's no wonder why, because there's endless flavor combinations. You can make it as indulgent or as healthy as you want it.
Yeah, and the kids can help, too. It's fun to kind of fill your shells.
Right, and I have three different tacos I'm gonna show you today.
Okay, let's get into it. What's the first one?
First one, keep it quick, go to the store, get a rotisserie chicken, add lettuce, salsa, and some cheese.
Yum, that's simple?
Simple, totally simple. I love pulled pork, so a pulled pork taco, some cabbage slaw, a little sour cream, and some pepitas. And for the meat lover,
okay. We
have grilled steak and guacamole and a little fresh lime juice.
Oh, yummy, fresh lime juice makes everything better.
It pops it.
I cannot wait to try these. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 29 Philadelphia, after a long overnight shift, Captain Alyssa Golombeski and her all-volunteer Toms River First Aid Squad were sitting at a local IHOP when they got an unexpected and much-needed surprise. When the squad was handed their check at the end of their $77 meal, it came with a handwritten note thanking them for the countless hours they spent selflessly serving others and informing them their bill was already paid. The anonymous gifter who signed the letter, Recovering Addict, has given the EMTs a reminder of why they do what they do. In our next story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, Shriners Hospitals have been providing their care to local children for close to 100 years. But now, thanks to a new program at their Tampa headquarters, they can provide their service nationwide. They're giving kids the opportunity to use their imaginations, allowing them to personalize their own prosthetics and braces. By doing this, they're giving kids a way to be engaged in their treatment and hopefully lift their spirits as they get better. In our final story from Fox 4 Dallas, when Dustin Jones led nearly 100 concert goers to safety during the shooting in Las Vegas last October, and James Shaw Jr. disarmed the gunman who opened fire in a Tennessee Waffle House this past April, they never could have imagined the impact their heroism would have. Both men, AT&T employees. And to show their appreciation, Dustin and James were recognized with the company's highest honor, the Vail Award for Heroism, giving them just a little bit of credit they deserve for not just saving so many lives, but giving the world hope in light of such horrific events. For a new study, researchers watched every Tom Cruise movie in the name of science. Writers at the movie review site Rotten Tomatoes viewed 41 Tom Cruise movies. They counted every time the actor ran and calculated how far. They found the more the actor ran on screen, the better his movies performed with critics and at the box office. There are 20 movies where Tom runs between 1 and 500 feet. These include classics like Top Gun and Jerry Maguire. Their average tomato meter is just over 61%. That goes up slightly from movies where Tom runs 501 to 1,000 feet, including in the first two Mission Impossible movies. But it's the movies where Cruise goes full Tom that do best. Films where he covers more than 1,000 feet were highest on the tomato meter, with 71%. That includes three Mission Impossible films and Edge of Tomorrow. They also have the best track record at the box office, an average of $538 million. Cruise's new movie supports the findings. Mission Impossible Fallout is number one at the box office. And here's a fun fact for you. Dining out is costing the average household more than $3,000 a year. Our lives get too busy to pack lunch every morning and make dinner every single night. So we have a top 30 steal that can prepare meals for you. A Hamilton Beach professional sous vide and 6-quart slow cooker at a special 67% discount. This sous vide water oven doubles as a slow cooker. So you get two of the most convenient cooking methods in one appliance. You just have to press a button to switch functions, and they both let you program the time and temperature for hands-off cooking. You get to make entire meals without any monitoring. It's precisely cooked food made easy. You can't mess it up. It always evenly cooks the food. This easy and flexible cooking fits any schedule. You can make breakfast, lunches, or dinners ahead of time. Meal prep has never been easier. The Hamilton Beach Professional Sous Vide and 6-quart slow cooker retails for $150, but today you can buy it for just $49. That's a 67% discount. You can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. Disney has become the latest company to ban plastic straws. The company says it will stop using plastic straws and stirrers at all of its own properties by the middle of next year. Disney says that adds up to about 175 million straws and 13 million stirrers every single year. The company will make other moves to cut back on plastic in its hotels and on its cruise ships. It will switch to refillable bottles of in-room amenities like shampoo and conditioner instead of those small single-use bottles. Disney says that will cut its plastic use by about 80%. It will also use fewer plastic bags. Guests will be able to purchase reusable bags instead. Disney will join several other companies in banning plastic straws like Starbucks, Royal Caribbean Cruises, and SeaWorld. Environmental activists have been pushing for fewer straws. Every year, Americans use about 500 million. Disney says the move will help it protect nature and the world's oceans. Did you know a fear of needles affects 50 million Americans, discouraging them from getting flu shots and other medications? But there might be an easier way. There are several startup companies working on a solution so you can just swallow your shots. According to research, the country's current $3.3 trillion healthcare bill would also benefit if they can get the people scared of getting shots to get their shots, even if that means in an alternate way. One such product is called the Rani Pill. It's a capsule that transports an injection into the small intestine, where a microneedle then delivers the dose into the intestinal wall. It's totally painless to the patient, and the mechanism breaks down and flushes through the body. It's currently being prepped for clinical trials, so if all goes well, it'll still be a few years before we actually see it on the market, but it's promising. Some members of Congress are demanding a meeting with Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. The outrage comes after the ACLU performed a test on the 535 members of Congress using Amazon's facial recognition tool. The ACLU built a database of 25,000 publicly available arrest photos, and Amazon's facial recognition tool identified 28 members of Congress as criminals. That included John Lewis of Georgia, Luis Gutierrez of Illinois, and Norma Torres of California. 40% of the misidentified Congress members were minorities. Critics say this is a known issue with this technology, which is used by some law enforcement departments across the country. Now the ACLU and some lawmakers are calling for a moratorium on the use of the software until more information is gathered. The ACLU used Amazon's default setting of an 80% threshold for a match. But Amazon argues that's too low for recognizing human faces. The company has not publicly responded to previous requests from civil rights groups to stop selling the technology, but did call it a driver for good in the world in a previous statement. A program in Toronto is teaching young kids to read while giving shelter dogs a buddy. The Toronto Humane Society's Book Buddies reading program pairs children who are learning to read with a pup in the shelter, and the results are a win-win. One young participant says reading out loud to adults can be intimidating. So reading to the animals is a more relaxed environment and also helps the dogs feel loved and important. Tegan Buckingham of the Humane Society says, for the animals, it helps them to be more comfortable and sociable with people. And if they are more social, they end up being adopted faster. And the children benefit because they get to practice reading out loud without interruption or criticism, giving them confidence while learning empathy towards animals. Since launching last year, they've put about 1,000 kids through the program. There have been several productions of Titanic, the musical, but this one is a little different. 30 miles outside of Atlanta, Georgia, the Sarin B. Playhouse is putting on a production where they sink the famous luxury liner every single night. The production team built a giant three-story structure made out of scaffolding over an actual lake to stand in for the Titanic. When the ship hits the iceberg, lighting and sound effects highlight the damage as parts of the structure sink into the water, along with some of the cast. The team then has to raise and rebuild the structure for the next night's show. The Playhouse's artistic director says the large set gives audiences a better idea of the scale of the disaster. It's not the first time the team has staged an unusual production. During their run of Miss Saigon, an actual helicopter landed and took off every night. Titanic, the musical, runs through August 19th. Pics or it didn't happen. You may have heard that phrase, which describes the social media age we live in. Well, now you can get a new app which creates some amazing pictures even if it really didn't happen. Take a look at some before and after pictures from Chrome Photos. The company takes images and changes the background to an international location so you can impress all your Instagram followers without ever leaving your city. The backgrounds include everything from the Colosseum in Rome to the Great Wall of China and the Eiffel Tower in Paris. You just just upload a picture, choose a background, and you can add a special request, like make me look more tan. And you'll get the edited photo in just a few hours. So now you can generate a little Instagram envy without spending $1,000 on that international plane ticket. And that's it for today's Top 30. Here's what's coming up on our next show. It's almost time to start back-to-school shopping, and those price tags could surprise parents. We'll tell you how to save money. Plus, science has found a new way to keep from overeating the next time you're dining out, and how a chance encounter gave this homeless man a new beginning. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.